So here in the Brentwood High Street at the Brentwood Lights, I'm now here with Suzanne, who's dressed as a nun. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, not too bad. We've been up and down the high street seeing everybody that's here. We've had pictures taken with most of the characters, including a man who was virtually only wearing his underpants.
Oh dear.
Quite interesting.
And why is it? Can you explain yourself why you are dressed as a nun?
Yeah, we are Shenfield Operatic Society. We're performing Sister Act in February next year at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. So we're here to promote that. But also last month we made some beer with Brentwood Brewing Company called Ale Mary. We ran a competition and that was the name they come up with. And so we're here to try and promote that and get some sales of Ale Mary as well.
And how's it been going so far?
It's not been too bad. In fact, I think the brewery have nearly run out of the bottles of Ale Mary. They're going to have to go and bottle some more for us, which is brilliant. We've given a load of leaflets out. Hopefully a few people will now come and buy tickets and come and see the show.
And if people want to find out more about the show, how can they do that?
They can either email me at publicity@shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk. They can go on our website, www.shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk, or they can give me a call on 07734 817 418.
And how important is it for you guys to be promoting yourselves today here?
Extremely. This show is going to cost us over £40,000 to put on. And the only way we can cover that cost is to sell tickets for the show. And we probably need 90 to 95% ticket sales to actually break even. So it is crucial that we sell tickets for this show. So, yeah, brilliant. We need to get people out there buying them.
And do you think tickets sell better coming towards Christmas time?
Sometimes few people are buying them as Christmas presents, which is ideal. I think a few people are saying, let's wait till January because I need to get Christmas out of the way. So by being here today, hopefully we've got the leaflets into people's hands for them to go home and think about.
And how long is the performance going on for? When do they start and finish?
It starts on Wednesday the 25th of February and goes through to Saturday the 28th of February. There is a matinee on the Saturday as well, but that's already over 80% sold out. So if you want a matinee ticket, you need to get in pretty quick.
Sounds popular. So you've mentioned that you've had a walk up and down the high street. What's been your favourite thing that you've seen so far?
The chocolate fountain. We had a chocolate with marshmallows and strawberries, and unfortunately we ended up with some very dirty habits and we had to go to the ladies to clean ourselves up.
Oh dear. And have you managed to see any of the acts on the live stage yet?
Yeah, we've been listening to them from here and seeing them. We went up and listened to the Big Sing earlier on because we did have a Big Sing in July came to work with us. That was our introduction to gospel singing and hopefully gave us some intro into how to perform on stage for Sister Act. So we went and supported them. But yeah, we can hear it from where we are. So we're sort of joining in a bit as we're going along, which is great.
Having a bit of a dance and sing as well?
We have been, yes. Yes, I think a few people think we've probably been drinking the Ale Mary, whereas actually we haven't. But it's, yeah, it's been a great day. We've really enjoyed it.
You don't need drink to have fun anyway.
You don't, no. Not the nuns of Shenfield Operatic Society anyway.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for your time, Suzanne, and I hope you have a nice rest of the day.
Lovely. Thanks very much.